Meteorologist Ed Kieser says intervals of clouds and sun today, some rain coming into the forecast tomorrow. You'll have details after AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. The market crisis could take one option for funding an Illinois infrastructure plan off the table. That's according to Illinois State Treasurer, as Amanda Vinicky explains.
On various occasions, Illinois has looked to lease the state's lottery. It would be a way to bring in a lot of money to pay for construction projects, education, or other state needs without raising taxes. The latest proposal won House approval last month. It stipulates in order for a lease to happen, a private firm would have to pay at least $10 billion. State Treasurer Alexi Janulius predicts that isn't going to happen because of the economy.
It's going to make it a lot more difficult to do because there's no liquidity in the marketplace. It's tough, even if there's someone who maybe wanted to pay $10 billion or $11 billion or whatever it is. There's just not that many people out there with that kind of capital.
The General Assembly so far has been unable to agree on either a lottery lease or an infrastructure program. Financing construction projects now could also be tough because that relies on selling bonds, and the market conditions make it a hard time to raise capital. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Lieutenant Governor Pat Quinn and former Illinois State Treasurer Judy Bartapinka were among speakers at a rally in Chicago yesterday to drum up support for a constitutional convention. Topinka told the crowd at a Chicago park that constitutions aren't designed to last forever and must adapt with the times. Supporters are asking voters to check yes on a November 4th ballot question about the convention. Every two decades, Illinois voters can decide whether to hold a convention to overhaul the state constitution. The 20-year deadline comes up again in November. Quinn has said the convention is necessary to push legislators to address issues including ethics reform, school funding, and the pension system in Illinois. Opponents say the Constitution does not need an overhaul. Urbana City property tax bills went up 3.4% for owners of existing homes last year. The new tax levy is estimated to send those bills up another 2.9%. Urbana City Council will discuss the tentative tax levy at its Committee of the Whole meeting tonight. The tax levy increase proposed by City Comptroller Ron Eldridge comes out to 8.9%. That includes the 2.9% increase for existing homes, plus increases due to new construction and annexations and the disputed Carle Foundation Hospital properties. The tax levy refers to the total number of dollars the city may legally raise through property taxes. It may not affect the tax rate, but it could be raised through higher property assessments. The couple who were killed in the highway accident near 50 on Saturday has been identified as 28-year-old Jennifer Allen and 35-year-old Robbie Allen of Georgetown. The Vermilion County coroner, Peggy Johnson, says Jennifer Allen apparently lost control of their car on the narrow gravel pavement of Lincoln Trail Road and fishtailed. That's when a fully loaded grain truck struck the passenger side. The Allens were pronounced dead at the scene. Johnson says toxicology tests are pending, but no autopsies will be performed. Early voting begins today in counties across Illinois, and voters are expected to take advantage of the Columbus Day holiday to hit the polls before Election Day. County offices in Champaign and Urbana are closed, but the county clerk's office in Urbana will remain open just for the early voting. This year marks the first presidential general election to have early voting in Illinois. The State Board of Elections says the number of people voting early has increased with every election. In the 2008 primary, almost 11% of votes were cast before Election Day. In most cases, early voting sites will be different from the polling places for the November 4th election. Early voting must be done in person. The State Board says the votes cast in October won't be counted until Election Day. Early voting runs through October 30th. The family of the late Del Nijmanowski of Carlinville has set up a fund at a local bank and are seeking donations to trap his two former pet macaws, and ship them to a parrot sanctuary in California. They say they need $11,000 for the project. Some of Nijmanowski's neighbors say they won't contribute because they consider the birds, all that remain of a one-time flock of eight macaws, a nuisance. Nijmanowski died in August at the age of 83. He didn't believe in cages, so he let his birds fly free. Neighbors used to see the macaws flying alongside his pickup truck when he drove to Springfield or downtown Carlinville. Nijmanowski also used to keep a black bear in his yard, but his widow Evelyn says someone shot it. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 9:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
WILL Weather is made possible by Jim Rue at Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors in Ogden, serving businesses and families with professionally installed doors and automatic openers since 1959. Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors offers pinch-proof doors, keyless digital entries, and lifetime manufacturer's warranties.
It's 8:35 and time for another in-depth look at weather from our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, on this Memorial Day, when some things are open and some things are closed. And that's all we're going to say about it. This is
you are so confused today.
I am just, you know.
You know how confused you are?
What?
You know what you just called today?
What?
Memorial Day.
Did I? Seriously?
Yes.
It's Columbus Day.
Yes.
Oh, how could I mix those two up? All right.
I usually get Memorial Day and Labor Day mixed up. I'll call one the other. I know which one is which, of course, but it seems like those two I always say the wrong thing.
All right. Well, anyway, today, as far as the weather goes, we'll have some intervals of clouds and sun, and then tomorrow a chance of some rain moving in, and by Thursday it should be gone.
Yeah, by Thursday it should be gone. We'll be a bit cooler, but looks like another perhaps dry weekend coming.